I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yes, indeed, and thanks to the help we get from Dan Burns, ASC Certified Technician from Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul. We'll keep it running for you, especially during this holiday weekend. Good morning to you, Dan. Happy Thanksgiving.
Well, good morning, Denny. Happy Thanksgiving to you, too. Thank you for that.
I suppose you cooked for the whole family.
You know me. I'm a, I'm a master tech and a master chef, both. My wife, Linda, grew up on the farm, and so she understands cooking, and she can really put out a spread. So I pretty much just stay out of the way, and my job is cleanup. I'm really good at cleanup.
I'm with you on that. Yeah. Linda's a good cook. I know that for sure. All right. For those new to the show, thanks for joining us. Dan has helped us out here on CCO, helped you out for over 25 years here on the radio. If you have any issues with your personal vehicle, a car, a truck, a van, whatever the case may be, and you need to bring it in for service at your favorite dealer, your favorite shop, and you want to know maybe what the heck's going on with it, because Dan is always a believer, too, the more information that you have, the better it is for both the repair people and the customer, him or herself. So call us or text us. Either way, whatever's easier, it's the same number, 651-989-9226. 651-989-9226 for your text or calls. Keep in mind, I always like to remind you that Dan will be with us till just about 7:45. So don't wait if you have any kind of problem with your vehicle. Call us or text us before we run out of time today. Dan, a texter wanted to know early this morning, as a matter of fact, if there's a difference between washer fluids that you can buy at various stores, windshield washer fluid.
Yeah, there is a difference between windshield washer fluids, and it mostly has to do with the temperature at which they will freeze. Some of them have a lower freeze point, which means they probably have more alcohol in them, and some of them have a little stronger detergent in them. So, you can trade up and get a better one if that's what you're interested in. Now, that being said, I've never seen the conventional washer solvent come in frozen, so I don't think it's a big issue. But at any rate, it certainly is available if you look around.
I was thinking about our comments from time to time about the thievery of
catalytic
converters. And I know the gendarmes caught somebody recently. But are you seeing any of those? Are people coming in with the need for a new catalytic converter because they've been stolen?
Sadly, we've seen lots and lots of them.
Really?
More than weekly, yes. A few times a week we're having a vehicle dropped off because a catalytic converter has been stolen. And sadly, we're getting pretty good at refabricating the pipes and installing a catalytic converter. On many of the cars, you know, they're just older and not worth the expense of putting an original equipment converter back in with all the pipes and all of that involved. So we've gotten pretty good at using aftermarket converters and refabricating the pipes, repairing the pipes, and getting them put back together. And the good news is rarely will it happen a second time around, because the aftermarket catalytic converters are not worth the money that the original equipment ones are. And in fact, if you look around any, there's on the web, you can find that there's preventative type kits that you can buy and have installed to protect your catalytic converter.
What's what materials are in the original equipment that the thieves want?
You know, they're precious metals.
Okay.
And I can't name what those precious metals are, but they're pretty valuable. And some of the older models, where they wanted to make the vehicles very efficient on pollution, they're actually worth a lot. So it's too bad that you know, if somebody could just eliminate the buyers by requiring them to document who they're buying catalytic converters from and where they're coming from, where they're coming from. If they could just get that documentation in place, it would solve the problem. But so far, that's not taking place.
Maybe it will someday. I don't know.
I hope so.
Because this is a costly repair, is it not? If you put an original equipment catalytic converter on, what are we talking about? At least $1,000, if not more?
A couple thousand, yeah.
It's very expensive. Ouch.
Yeah, very expensive. You know, and you know, they get a fraction of that by selling them for scrap.
I'm
so
sure.
It's a really bad deal. but you know, at any rate, there's a lot of it going on, and so we need to work on that for sure.
All right. Well, let's move on here. I know we have to take a quick break, Dan, but let's invite our listeners to, again, call in or text in if you have any kind of a car problem, car, truck, van, whatever the case may be. Don't wait. Dan will be with us for about another 30 minutes. So if you have a question for him, by all means, bring it to us either in the form of a phone call or a text message. Same number, 651-989-9226. In the Twin Cities, how about this? We currently have 34. We are going for 54 later today. Stay with us. More car care coming up on Newstalk 830 WCCO. Danny Law here for Linda's Construction. We mentioned Andy Lindis will help you out in the 9 o'clock hour for more home improvement chat. But Lindis, I should mention, too, for those that don't know, it's a great family business. Been around for more than 41 years now. It was started by Emily and Kevin Lindis, now led by their three sons, Andy, Alex, and Adam. They have more than 75,000 happy customers throughout the metro and western Wisconsin, for that matter, as well. They are experts in improving the exterior of your home, whether it be Leaf Guard gutters, GAF asphalt roofing, Infinity and Season Guard windows, LP siding, you name it. By the way, this is a big deal now. They are still offering, 50% off installation labor on those Leaf Guard gutters, also the GAF asphalt shingles, Infinity by Marvin, and Season Guard windows. Plus, here's what you're going to get. If you call for an insulation estimate, which is free, you get a free heat map analysis as well. Free heat map analysis. Here's what you do. Visit lindusconstruction.com, L-I-N-D-U-S, or just give them a call. 1-800-LEAF-GUARD. Again, Linda's Construction at 1-800-LEAF-GUARD. Good morning. Welcome back on this holiday weekend to our Car Care Show here on WCCO Radio. Danny Long here with Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive, which is located exactly where on beautiful Grand Avenue?
We are exactly at 982 Grand Avenue, right between Lexington and Victoria. You can find us on the web also at lloydsautomotive.net, L-L-O-Y-D-S, lloydsautomotive.net, or give us a call. We're not there today, but we will be next week at 651-228-1316.
Very good. And we're going to get that number before Dan leaves us today, too, in case you missed it. Our phone number, 651-989-9226, is also our text number, so if you have a car care question for Dan, call it in or text it in. Dan, again, we'll be here till just about 7:45, so don't wait. I tell you what, let's go to the phones. I think Lori's on the phone calling from Woodbury. Good morning, Lori.
Good morning.
What can we do for you?
I have a 2006 Toyota, and in the last couple of months, when I go to get gas, I can't get the gas cap off. And I did replace it, but the same thing happened. I usually have to ask somebody that's around to help me with it, and they struggle too, but they finally get it.
Yeah. You know, I think usually what happens, Lori, is the fill spout where that you're screwing the gas cap into gets a little rust and corrosion on it, and that makes it difficult to get the gas cap off. So my recommendation would be to get a little dielectric grease or something like that and put a little bit of lubrication, Vaseline-type stuff. Put a little bit of lubrication on both the seal of the gas cap and the threads of the gas cap. Very little, just a very small coating. And I think you'll find that it comes on and off like it's supposed to. But there gets a little rust in there. And with a gasoline fill spout, you don't want to spend a lot of cleanup. You don't want to do a lot of cleaning up on that because you don't want the rust and debris to fall down into the gas tank. So I think if you just lube the cap a little bit, you'll find that it works great.
Right. Thanks, Lori. Appreciate that. Lori leaves that line open at 651-989-9226. Speaking of gas tanks, this text came in a bit ago. It says, I have a very small leak in a 99 Ford F-150 gas tank. Will some sort of stop leak work to fix that?
It will not. You know, it's sadly, it's probably got something to do with rust and corrosion. And when it comes to gas tanks and rust and leaks, they oftentimes turn into a monster because in the process of taking the gas tank out to replace it, we'll find that the fuel lines won't come apart and the sending unit is all rusted. And so oftentimes it turns into a really big deal with replacing fuel lines and sending units and the tank and everything that's connected to it. So beware. It's oftentimes a big job to get after that and repair it. But no, I have never found any sort of additive that you could use to seal it. And truth be told, as soon as you start touching it, the leak seems to expand because it's a rust problem that you're usually dealing with.
All right. Here's a tire inflation question from a listener. It says, I have a disparity between the inflation level listed on the tire and the tire inflation level listed on the vehicle info on the driver's door. The tire says 44 PSI. The door says 35. Important difference as winter comes, texter says. What do you
think?
Yeah,
that's true. And there is a disparity, and there always will be. The tire list, or the number that you're seeing on the tire, is the maximum pressure that the tire is safe for, so that would be 44. But we, Denny, as you know, will always recommend that you put the amount of air that the manufacturer recommends. So right. Use the door jam, put that pressure in, knowing that, pay attention to this, because knowing that as you're putting the air in on a warm day, when the weather cools off, it's going to go down a couple of PSI. So it's not an exact science as far as hitting that number right on the button, depending upon when you check the tires, if they're warm or cold. So if it's a nice warm day and winter's coming, I will always overinflate them by 1 or 2 PSI. And then when it cools off, they won't get low.
Yeah, I kind of do the same thing, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
Regarding, texter says this, Dan, regarding catalytic converters, what year of the car are the thieves after? Is there a certain range of years that the cars are, or is it just all cars?
Well, it's pretty much all, any that they can get at, any that they're exposed.
Yeah.
So if you can look underneath your car and see your catalytic converter, it's at risk. The old Priuses, Toyota Prius, the old Priuses are the most lucrative deals for them. I guess they get the most money by scrapping those. So If you have an old Prius and you park outside, beware. They're the most popular ones amongst the thieves. But any car where you can see the catalytic converter and they can get a Sawzall up in there and chop it out, they will. And especially if it's an SUV, so they can easily crawl under there, that they're popular also. So, yeah, it's sad, but true, and there's lots of it going on.
And they can do that rather rapidly, can't they?
Well, I don't know. I've not witnessed one of them. I would kind of like to, but
yeah, I know you would.
Yeah, they're pretty quick at it. They get under there with their Sawzall and saw them out, and however long it takes to cut through a pipe is how long it takes. And the funny thing is, Denny, we use a Sawzall here at the shop to cut off pipes and things like that, and it's pretty noisy. You know, it
I would think.
You would think that you would be attracting quite a bit of attention. So, beware of that too. If you hear something funny going on outside, some sort of disturbance, it might be something like that that's going on. So, be prepared for that.
Wow. What a story. All right, we have other issues to talk about, and we have texters that have various issues as well. If you want to call in your car care question, by all means do so. 651-989-9226. Again, that's the phone number. It's also the text number on our car care show. Dan will be with us for about another 15 minutes. So call us or text us before we run out of time this morning. Here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Stay with us. Good morning. Welcome back to CCO's Car Care Show. Denny Long here with Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul. Dan, we have a bunch of texts, too, I don't want to forget about. And if you want to, we'd still have time for your phone call if you want to call in to Dan, 651-989-9226. But Dan, this texter says this: if I brought in two new tires, would you guys mount them? And do you do a wheel alignment, two or four wheel? What do you think?
Yes to all of that. Sure. Any shop in town would be glad to mount some tires for you. And depending upon the condition of your old tires, that's a telling sign for us as to what's going on with your alignment. We would both test drive it and look at your old tires. And depending upon the wear patterns, we would recommend either a two or four wheel alignment. And depending on your car, on the model of your car, if a four wheel alignment is realistically or practically available, and a four wheel alignment is always available, but sometimes it's very, very complicated to make adjustments in the rear. And so it's just not practical unless it's way out of whack. And if it's way out of whack, oftentimes there's a part that's been damaged or worn out. So that's the case. Many cars, however, do have adjustments in both the front and the rear. And in that case, we would always recommend a four-wheel alignment.
Oh, okay. Speaking of tires, have you and your crew at Lloyd's been installing snow tires lately? I'm seeing no mention of any snow for a while.
Well, that's I'm sorry, but that's good news for me.
Yeah.
For me, for us, Denny, with snow just adds a couple of hours to the day for us because we have to move all the cars around and brush them off and shovel and plow, and it's a big job around here when it snows. So I'm glad that it's not going to snow for a while. But that being said, it will snow for sure, always does, and snow tires are back, really. They're a very, very popular option for people now. They will take their summer tires off and put winter snow tires on all four wheels, and it's an amazing difference. I know you in your lifetime have had snow tires at different times, and so you can attest to this, that it's a big deal and a big difference the way that they grab and handle.
Yeah, I'm thinking about doing that again. just because what you said, and I haven't used tires for years, but I hear, according to you and other people, that they make a world of difference in the snow, a world of difference, especially the more recent years. They've really come out with some great tires. So,
yeah, you know, and they're I think they're a fine investment too, because in the lifetime that you have a car, if you're going to have it for several years, you're going to go through more than one set of tires anyway. And so if you're switching the tires out every 6 months, they're going to last twice as long.
That's true.
And so I don't think it's a waste of money to use snow tires. For me personally, the deal is storage space. I'm just not willing to stick them in the basement or in my garage or whatever it is. I'm just not willing to deal with that. But many, many people are, and we put lots of them on every season.
All right. Dexter says this, Dad. Good morning. I have a 96 Chevy truck, and my rear turn signal won't work. It blinks quickly on the dash. I have replaced the bulb and the fixture. The wires look good. Could it be a fuse?
No, that wouldn't be a fuse. That, I'm sure, has something to do with the wiring. And oftentimes, especially with pickup trucks, when we run into trouble in the rear, it's that a trailer harness has been installed, and oftentimes that creates trouble with the wiring itself. And so that's where we would start to look is to see where the power for that turn signal bulb is stopping. And usually it's somewhere along the frame, and oftentimes it's where the connection is made for the trailer harness. So that's just a little tip on where I would start looking. But the wires may look good on the outside, but that doesn't mean they're good on the inside. So they need to be tested with an ohmmeter or a voltmeter, and then you'll really know if they're good or not.
A texter looks like they did not quite finish their thought here. But they started saying, is there a hierarchy of value with tires? Are there, and it looks like they were going to say better. Well, there's obviously for anything, there's a difference in value. But some tires are real expensive.
Some tires are real expensive. And especially nowadays, you know, they keep wanting to make wheels and tires on vehicles bigger and bigger. And as they do that, you know, some of them are 21 or 20 inches or 22 inches now on some of the SUVs, and those are very expensive tires, and some of them don't last very long, which is frustrating for the customer to have to pay, you know, sometimes a couple thousand dollars for four tires, and they don't last that well. But that being said, I think in everything, Denny, there's good, better, best.
Sure.
And you can, you know, check consumer reports and get comparisons that way. And then you can also use price a little bit as your guide. You know, I would always be afraid of the cheapest thing on the market, especially when it comes to tires. But I don't know that you need the most expensive thing on the market either. So do a little bit of research and check consumer reports, and I think you'll find that you can zero in on something that fits your budget.
Okay. Dexter says this, 2013 Ford Explorer, 145,000 miles on it. The check engine light is on. Dexter says, I'm concerned about the transmission because I've had that problem I think they mean Ford's, in the past. What actions should I take? It's a 2013 Explorer.
You need to go in and have that examined and see what the check engine light is all about. And when they're doing that, the engine and the transmission both have separate computers. They'll be able to access both of those. And, you know, if there's a problem going in the transmission, or if you're wondering about a problem in the transmission and you're not feeling it, then there should be a code of some sort stored in the transmission. Sometimes the transmission codes will turn on the check engine light, and sometimes they will not, dependent upon what the code is about. But certainly chasing that check engine light is always the first thing that we should do. We should find out why that light's on and remedy that problem and see if that takes care of your whole issue.
All right. The driver's side rear electric window of my 07 Corolla, texter says, is slow to roll down when it reaches the full open position. Is there a do-it-yourself fix for that?
You know, there you have to be pretty handy because you have to get in there. It's going to need a new motor. The motor gets weak, or I guess there is a do-it-yourself. I'll get back to that in a minute. But the if the motor needs to be replaced, it's a pretty big deal to get in there inside the door panels and take the window regulator apart and all that and change it. And when you say, is there a do-it-yourself remedy, one thing that I have had a little bit of success with from time to time is to spray the window tracks, open the window all the way and spray the window tracks with a silicone spray, a clear silicone spray. And sometimes they just get dry and sticky, and that can cause the window to be slow. So try that first. That's an inexpensive run at it. If that does not work and the motor is still slow, then the motor is going to need to be replaced.
All right, we've got about a minute or so to go, Dan. A couple of quick ones here. A small leak in a radiator, is Fiberlock okay to use? Texter wants to know.
Well, it's not a good, I mean, it's a short-term fix. You know, you might have success with it for the short term, and you might not, but, you know, depending upon how accessible it is, I certainly wouldn't go through the process of removing the radiator to try and repair it. If I'm going to remove the radiator, I'm going to put a new one back in.
Put a new one in, yeah.
Right.
Here's a just a yes or no comment from a listener. We have found, they say, that all season directional tires with the herringbone tread pattern are much better in the snow than standard ones. Would you agree?
You know, I don't know that. I honestly have never had them on my own car, so I don't have much experience with snow tires. I've put hundreds of them on, so I'm very familiar with them that way. But I have not done much driving on them. And so, again, I would recommend just check Consumer Reports and see what kind of rating all the different tires are getting. And I would kind of trust that and price.
All right, very good. As we head out here, we're going to get the number of Lloyds. A listener said it takes about 60 seconds to cut a catalytic converter off, according to the web. 60 seconds. Amazing.
Yeah.
Dan, how do we get in touch with you guys at Lloyds?
Well, give us a call next week. We'll be around here at 651-228-1316. You can find us on the web at lloydsautomotive.net, L-L-O-Y-D-S, lloydsautomotive.net. Or come on over. We are at 982 Grand Avenue in St. Paul, which is right between Lexington and Victoria on Grand Avenue.
Excellent. Dan, enjoy the rest of your holiday weekend, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
Sounds great. Thanks, Danny.
Thank you. Dan Burns from Lloyds Automotive. Stay tuned next for the Wine Chat with Jack Farrow from Haskell, straight ahead here on CCO.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long.
Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.